This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for September 3rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 6. It says there, "But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind." End of quote. Bible says we need to ask God for wisdom before we take a course of action or decision. The reason is that none of us have perfect wisdom to choose the right path, decision, or action. God is the source of all true and pure wisdom. Therefore, we need God's wisdom in making choices and decisions. Because God knows what the future holds, He can give us His wisdom. Before you make a decision, ask God for wisdom in prayer. In other words, pray to God something like this: "God, I come to you in prayer. I do not know what to choose. I pray you, give me the wisdom to choose the right action. Thank you for your promise that you will generously give me wisdom without finding fault with me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen." You see, the Bible says God likes such prayers. It says God gives His wisdom generously and He would not find fault with you when you ask for it. Verse 5. God likes you asking for wisdom. He will never find fault with you. He will not dislike such prayers. Beloved, what was the last time you asked for God's wisdom before making decisions? Ask and He will give wisdom and guide you generously. He won't get upset with you. However, when you ask God, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. In other words, you must believe that God will give the wisdom to choose the right path. You see, God is serious in saying He will generously give wisdom if you ask Him. And accordingly, you must believe it. Listen, God's guidance and wisdom He gives never contradicts what He already said in the Bible. God never changes and His principles never changes. What He stated in the Bible stands true forever and ever. Matthew 24:35 states this: "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." End of quote. You are going to get guidance and wisdom according to the words written in the Bible. Now, if you are going to do something that is not according to God's word in the Bible, it is not God's wisdom and He does not give it. God's wisdom always is in tune with His word, the Bible. After you ask and receive His guidance, you move on trusting Him who helped you to decide. Because after you sought God and got the help to choose, then if you look back and doubt, you are again like a wave in the sea, blown and tossed by the wind, unstable in your ways. You see, you decided after seeking God in prayer. Trust God, even though there could still be rough roads with that decision. God is with you and you can lean on Him. But never doubt and be unstable over the decision you made after consulting with God. Double-mindedness is not spiritually healthy for your progress in the Lord. After prayed and made a decision with God, then move on, trusting the good Lord will help and enable you. Do not be double-minded and consequently unstable in your ways. God promised in the Bible that He loves you, and He gave His one and only Son, Jesus, to get forgiveness of all your sins and eternal life in heaven with Him at the moment of your death. You see, you believed it and accepted His promise. Then do not doubt your salvation and future eternal security when rough things happen in your life because of your mistakes or other people's mistakes. The one who promised is 100% reliable. You see, God never lies. The Bible says in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that He should lie. What He promised, He will fulfill. Philippians 1:6 says this: "I am sure of this, that He who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." End of quote. Now suppose you have not accepted God's promise of salvation, the forgiveness of sins and eternal life available in the person and work of His Son Jesus Christ as of yet. In that case, you can ask Him in prayer right now, and He will give you in response to your prayer. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank You that I can come to You in full trust and belief that You will give me the wisdom to choose the right path. Lord, I come and I ask You for wisdom so that I can make right decisions in my life. Lord, I believe Jesus Christ, who died, buried, and rose again for me, is able to forgive all my sins and grant me eternal life. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Thank You for hearing my prayer. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.